anyone who's coming to my wedding, there's an expectation. I'm just letting you know there is an expectation.
Oh, yeah.
If there is no gift, you will not be served dinner.
This is Almost Prepared, the podcast where you'll laugh, you'll learn, and get through life one day at a time with Jamie and Victoria.
Do you want to know how long it's been since we put out an episode?
I'm going to go with 8 weeks.
Victoria, it's been so long that I got a new pair of headphones, broke those, and then had to go back to using my old pair of headphones again.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny you say that, because I was going to trip you so hard because your headphones are still broken. I'm like, listen, we had this like month or two off and your headphones are still broken.
Yep. I calculated it's been 50 days since we put out a new episode.
Oh my gosh.
So 1200 hours, which is 4,320,000 seconds to put out an episode.
You're so funny. Wow, you really did the math for that one. I know. I'm so sorry. This actually wasn't supposed to happen. We were supposed to put out podcasts, but my gallbladder just decided to be like, peace out. Like, we're done. Like, I'm ready to leave your body. So I had to get emergency gallbladder remove surgery in Ontario. And then I was out for 6 weeks and I couldn't pick up Cole, my son. So I had to stay in Ontario.
I remember when you sent me the text, because it happened while you guys were on your little vacation exploring the East Coast, right?
Yeah, in the Maritimes. In PEI, I was like, oh my gosh, I really feel like I'm going to die. And so I went to the hospital and they're like, yeah, you need surgery. I'm like, okay. All right.
Just wild.
So crazy. Yeah.
How did it feel when you got the news that you had to have this emergency surgery and then go to Toronto to go get your gallbladder removed?
So I don't know about you, but I don't go to the emergency room often. So when I do go, I'm pretty sick or there's something really wrong. Mm-hmm. But usually when you go, you don't ever think you're going to need surgery. Like, to me, surgery is like, oh my God. When he said, yeah, we have to do an ERCP, that's when they sedate you and they put a tube through your throat to blast out all the gallstones.
Yeah.
Because I had 5 gallstones blocking my bile duct. They were just piling up. Mm-hmm. And then the next day they had to remove my gallbladder. I was like, wait, what? Like, are you serious? But it was interesting. Yeah. So basically that'll happen in PEI. Mm-hmm. But I didn't get the surgery in PEI. I got it in Mississauga, just because it was an easier recovery for everyone if we were just all back home in Mississauga.
Right. You know? And you're doing okay now, right? You've had your recovery time. You're feeling better.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Okay, so I can make a joke now, so it's good. Because this year has been wild in the sense that you've just been away from your home and like essentially jet-setting all around the world. And your body was probably like, you know what? This vacation time, not enough. Need a little bit more. So we're just going to go into shutdown mode, gallbladder. You take the hit for the team, you know?
So the day I started having gallbladder pains, because I've never had gallbladder pains in my life, we were crossing the ferry from St. Simeon, Quebec to the North Shore in Quebec. When we were crossing the ferry, that's when I thought I was actually going to die. And for breakfast that day, I pretty much had like eggs benny on a croissant with a latte. So like really high fat, fancy. Not good for your gallbladder. So I was like to my family, like, I'm like really not well. And they did not take me seriously at all. My mom's like, let's just go outside on the ferry deck and like go look for orca whales. I'm like, no. Like, I don't think you understand. Like, I'm really like not well. I'm like, I'm literally going to jump off of this ferry. And Garrett, my husband's like, well, the fall won't kill you and the water's too warm. So you'd either have to swim to shore or a whale would have to get you. And I'm like, this family, like, I'm so done. Like, I hate everyone. Like, I'm in so much pain.
That's a hilarious answer though.
No, just brutal.
But it's all good. You're back at home now. You're able to lift Cole, right?
Yes. Yes. Okay. Able to lift Cole. Yeah. No, everything's good. Like, I feel like 2 ounces lighter and, you know, ready to eat all the fatty foods I want again.
Have you had Eggs Benedict since you've come back?
No, like, I can't even look at a croissant.
Is it ruined for you now?
It's ruined. And I loved croissants, but now I'm like, I can't even do it. And just so you know, gallbladder surgery or gallbladder problems is genetics. My grandma got hers removed at 35.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
so you just beat her to the punch.
If you have any gallbladder history, just be careful.
I also think like I don't have any interest in exploring the East Coast, you know?
Okay, yeah, that has nothing to do. My gallbladder is like, okay, bye.
I kind of feel like it's all kind of just blended together in a way.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to avoid all of that and just knock on wood that I don't have any health problems like that. But I'm glad that you're okay. And I'm glad that things are better. We missed you. I missed talking to you. It was so weird having that extended break, although also like kind of great because it was still summertime. So I was like, yes. I have so much I could do still. So
I know. It's just, it's been wild. Like the fact that I have been, you will like this stat, Jamie. Mm-hmm. I have been away for 22 weeks of my mat leave.
It makes me wish that I could give birth to a child so I could experience that life.
Yeah, it's just crazy when you actually think about it. Like 22, like a year has 52 weeks and I've been mm-hmm. gone for 22 weeks of a year.
Yeah.
And well, just over a year. But yeah.
Yeah. And we're still going strong. So are you going back to work soon?
Yes. Yes. I go back to work on Monday.
You sure about that?
Yeah, yes. I'm positive. Garrett's like, get back in there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's like, get back to work. No, I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to it, actually.
Watch this. I guarantee now you're going to be like, oh, my kidney is not feeling great right now, or my appendix all of a sudden is burst and I have to go get more surgery.
But you know what? A part of me is like, I've worked, you know, my whole life. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't my gallbladder have gone to shits like years ago, you know, when mm-hmm. I could have had like 6 weeks off of work? Why did it have to go when I literally had time off, you right? know? Like, that's just, I feel like that's just bad karma. Like, that's just. Yeah.
What did you do in your past life to get, have to go for surgery during your vacation?
Oh, okay. Speaking of past lives, you're going to get a kick out of this. Okay. So when I was back at home, I went to the CNE. Mm-hmm. You know what that is, right? For everyone who doesn't know, it's the Canadian Exhibition.
Yeah.
What does the N stand for? Canadian?
I thought it was national. Is it?
Canadian National Exhibition. Basically, it's just.
It's like the X.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it is the X. And it's Klondike just like a days. Bunch of food mm-hmm. like and games. And it's just like a really like big outdoor carnival. Mm-hmm. Anyways, my friend and I were there and we were walking past a bunch of booths and we saw one for psychic readings, like tarot card readings.
Okay.
So my friend was like, oh my gosh, like I want to get it done. And I'm like, okay. So she got it done and it was just dead on accurate. It was mm-hmm. wild. So then I got mine done and she said that my mom and I met in the past life, but my mom was a nun in her past life.
Okay.
And my mom and I met. Isn't that weird?
How does that even work?
I don't know. I believe in like these tarot card readings. My mother-in-law is going to kill me.
Does she not believe in that?
She hates all this stuff. But yeah,
oh, no.
I love it. I love it.
I love it too. I remember I had one years ago, like maybe 10 years ago. I was visiting my friend in Ottawa. We both went to this person's house and we met his roommate who happened to be like a tarot card psychic reader. And she's like, you work in communications, something where you're speaking to people like publicly all the time. And I was like, mm-hmm. yeah, I work in radio. She's like, yeah. And he's like, you have a passion for like on air, like acting. You want to be the center of attention type. But I'm just like, I mean, is it that obvious? Probably. But she had no idea that I was working in media or doing radio at any way, shape or form. And my friend at the time was studying something sciencey and she got that right, too. And I'm like, this is wild. And she said I was going to be very successful. And then I worked in High Prairie. So I'm like, I don't think that was accurate.
Oh my God. But look at you now. You're on like, a new path.
Yeah. The path of getting no money with the podcast. Love that for me.
I know. It'll come though. Like you just started real estate.
Yeah.
So it's coming. Okay. But also side note about this tarot card reader. Mm-hmm. She was like, so I took off my rings.
Okay.
So that she didn't know that I was married or anything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And she's like, you have a kid. She's like, and I was like, yeah, no, I do. And she's like, you struggled to have a baby. And I'm like, yeah, like I did. My husband mm-hmm. and I did. And she's like, you won't struggle again. And she's like, you're going to have twins.
Really?
Garrett's like, absolutely not. Like, she has no idea what she's talking about.
Did you say, and you are getting a vasectomy right now? I'm getting my
Garrett's like,
none of this.
BRB, like, this is not happening. Twins. He's like, I will never financially recover. We'll have to get a minivan like ASAP.
Let's get personal, personal. Let's get personal, personal.
How much do you give for a wedding gift?
I think that it's typical to give minimum $100, but I think $100 is standard, right?
That's very standard. Yeah, because I was talking to my girlfriends about it and stuff like that. And yeah, like they were saying, I guess in Ontario, it's more between like $120 and like $150. That's like the new standard now, which I think is very interesting.
You can take away my wedding invite if we're raising the price of the minimum that we give.
Well, you think about it and you're like, okay, like if you factor in, you know, travel, hotel, like a new outfit, like for like hair, makeup, like all of that stuff. Mm-hmm. And then if you go like with your partner, like it's like easily be $1,000 weekend.
Our 3-day trip to Vancouver for the wedding, like no joke, $1,000.
And I'm sure you probably flew Swoop and you were like in cargo in the basement, like in the bottom of the plane being like, just get me there the cheapest.
I use points to pay for that flight. Thank God.
Good,
but
good.
Yeah. No, like, and don't get me wrong. I had an amazing time at the wedding and it was really nice, but I'm like, if I was getting married, I'd be like, yes, all of my guests, I want a minimum of $100 because this is not cheap. Okay, I don't know how you feel about this, but there's people who don't bring a gift to a wedding. Isn't it weird to not give a gift?
Oh, 100%. But people don't always do that. I know. I think it's odd, too, that people don't give a gift, like at least like a card or something. But no, yeah. There's some people that do not give gifts.
Maybe that's just socially weird to me. And it could be completely normal. But anyone who's coming to my wedding, there's an expectation. I'm just letting you know. There is an expectation.
Oh, yeah.
If there is no gift, you will not be served dinner.
Yeah. You'll be like, let me just go through all the cards.
Right.
And if I don't call out your name, you can leave.
Right. There's a hot dog cart right outside.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. My question for you is, would you rather go back in time and fix all of your mistakes or have $2 million right now?
Oh, $2 million right now.
Really?
Yes.
I'm shocked only because I remember you said in the past that you need at least $60 million. So I feel like $2 million would just do not much for you.
But we have to start somewhere, Jamie. It's true. You know, I would be really comfortable with $60 million, but you know, I'll settle for $2
million. Ridiculous.
Right here, cash money.
And then you can have your twins. It's fine.
My God, me and my minivan. We'd have to get a minivan, 100%. Like, what are we supposed to do?
You get an SUV.
With three car seats?
Yeah, of course. Like a Hummer. You can get a Hummer, actually.
You know what? I feel like in Alberta, you can drive a Hummer. Anywhere else in Canada, they'd be like,
mm-mm. No, of course not. But no, I thought about that too. Like, the mistakes that I've made in life, I think of them as like life lessons where nothing was like monumental that I needed to like fix anything.
You would take the $2 million.
I would take it. I have so many more things I have to buy for this house.
Including another subscription to Wholesale Candy.
Would you want to have a pet in the workplace? Yes or no?
Absolutely. Yes.
Would it depend on the kind of pet that people bring to work?
No. Okay. So at my work, we have shop cats. So whenever we see the shop cats, we're like, oh my God, the shop cats. And then we also have our animal control officer will bring in like dogs or like puppies that she's found and stuff. Dude. And so every time she brings in a dog and puppy, everyone's just like, oh my God, like, did we just stop working for like 10 minutes? And we're of just course. Like all about the dog. Yes. So I'm all about a workplace pet.
Research has found that bringing a pet to work can bring a whole lot of benefits. It's going to lower people's stress levels throughout the day and have a more positive perception of their employer and higher job satisfaction. But then it makes me kind of think, though, like, where do you draw the line of people's pets? Because obviously cats and dogs are normal. But you know, those people who have like snakes or spiders as a pet and then they brought them into work. How are you going to feel about that?
Yeah, no. You can leave your reptiles at home. Like, I don't want to see that. I think, no. But also too, the pet you bring in has to be super chill. Like if I brought my dog into work, I wouldn't be doing any work. Like she's crazy. She'd be running around. She'd be sniffing everyone. She'd be like, pet my belly. You know what I mean? Like it would be wild. So the dog you bring in or the cat you bring in would have to be super chill.
Right. But what if someone had a snake that was super chill?
No. Could you imagine if that got out? No.
Are you scared of snakes and reptiles?
Absolutely.
See, I think, yeah, I mean, I see that. Like, I'm not bothered by those types of animals. And I think it would be really cool if people had like exotic pets, like if someone brought in like an emu or an ostrich or something like that. I think that'd be super cool.
Wait, what kind of workplace are you working at? Like, an ostrich, an emu, like 7 feet tall, like massive animal, but take up your whole office space.
How cool would it be if you went into work on Monday and someone had an emu there? Like, would you not be shocked and also like, cool, let me see this emu because I'm probably never going to see it again?
Jamie, this is turning into a petting zoo.
Exactly. I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I talked to your employer. Just so you know, there's going to be a pot-bellied pig on Monday when you go to work.
You know what? I'm not surprised. It is high prairie after all.
Like in working in radio in small towns, I've met pigs and goats and chickens and whatnot. It's just so normal to me now that I'm like, yeah, goat walking across the street. I'd be on the studio in White Court and deer would be at the window and I'd be like, just another day. There was a bear walking in town one day. Yes. Just like I locked the door, but I'm like, this bear walked by the studio. I'm like, this is just my life.
Oh, remember having to announce being like, hey, there's a moose like right beside the elementary school. Like, oh my God, I have like a really, really crazy story. Okay. So one day at work, it's so ridiculous, but a prairie chicken flew into the window. So everyone went outside and was like, oh my God, this prairie chicken. And this woman was walking around the office being like, oh my God, like nursing this prairie chicken back to health. And then the prairie chicken died in her arms. And she was like, well, it's the circle of life. So went into the back and, you know, snapped his neck and plucked the feathers. And next thing you know, the prairie chicken was in the fridge.
No.
The lunch fridge, because she was going to take it home for supper that night.
Wow.
If that doesn't scream small town, I don't know what does. So bring your bed to work, be careful when it dies, maybe dinner.
You're literally just hosting a potluck is what that is.
God. A new study has found that having a partner who eats in bed is offensive to millennials. Amy, thank God you're not a millennial.
I know.
38% of them say they would consider ending the relationship over it. Ironically, they are also the generation that is most likely to snack in bed.
Well, that's just stupid.
I know. Obviously, long-term relationship deal breakers would be cheating, gambling, drugs, drinking, etc. But would this be... Well, I already know that this wouldn't be a deal breaker for you.
Yeah, I'm the one who's eating in bed constantly. I ate a bowl of Sun Chips this morning. It was great.
In bed.
Like, I went downstairs and I got the bowl of Sun Chips, put them in the fridge for a little bit to get them a little cooler.
Oh, the best.
And then brought them back up to bed and continued my day. It was great.
Does Kyle care?
He was working. He didn't even know I was doing.
You know, okay, the only time I ever ate in bed was when I was pregnant.
Right. And that makes sense.
Yeah. I ate a lot in bed.
I personally don't see a problem with it because if there's crumbs, well, then you just clean up the crumbs or be like me and there's literally no crumbs because I know what I'm doing. The food does not miss my mouth when I'm sitting in bed. So it's fine.
Are you the type of person, though, that has like bowls and like water jugs and so much stuff just on your side table?
No. I always bring it downstairs with me when I'm done because I'm still clean at the end of the day.
That's what I like, because I feel like that would be a deal breaker. Like, hey, fine, eat in bed. But if you are leaving your like nasty, like half eaten apple at the side of the bed or like a bowl of Cheerios, and no, you got to bring that downstairs.
I just love the examples that you chose to use for things that you're eating in bed. Apples.
They're geared to a tea, a half eaten apple. The amount of times I find a half eaten apple around the house.
Are you serious?
Yes.
See, now that would be a dating deal breaker for me.
This one time I was so embarrassed. His grandpa came to the door, and right on the ledge of the stairs was a half-eaten apple. And he was just kind of looking at it. And then I was looking at it. And then I was like, that's your grandson, by the way. That's not me. That's just so you know. Out there right now. That's not me. That's your grandson. You know what's so funny is I saw this TikTok the other day, and it was this woman being like, I'm a stay-at-home mom. And you know, my husband will come home and right away he'll just like start doing the dishes. And that I just want him to come and like hang out with me and my son. And I'm like, if Garrett ever walked through the door and immediately started doing the dishes, I would probably die of a heart attack. I'd be like, what? But I would also be like, this is the most amazing. He already is the most amazing human being ever. But I'd be like, holy moly. Like, what? Like,
you know, you probably be like, okay, what did you do? What's going on?
Yeah, 100%. I'd be like, hey, what is going on? Yeah.
I think the longer that you're dating, like the deal breakers just become part of your norm. It's just things that you just tolerate, I think, at a certain point.
Okay. So they say the first year of marriage is the hardest. And I think it's because in the olden days, it was because you moved in together.
Right.
You know, like you got married and you moved in and it was like two people coming together. And that's a huge change. So for you and Kyle, like this whole first year of you guys living together, it's such a huge change. And you're really finding out a lot about Kyle, and he's finding out a lot about you. And you're actually finding out a lot about yourself as well.
So yeah,
it's been a huge growth for you guys.
I like your positive spin on it, because I think a way I would say it is it makes me realize how much I truly tolerate from people, how much I don't enjoy.
Oh, God.
Dumb, da-dumb, dumb, dumb, dumb criminals.
People really need to learn when not to post on social media. A burglar from Maine named Christopher is a big fan of Snapchat, so big that he decided to reveal his hiding spot there. After he stole a propane cook stove and a cast iron wood stove from a camp, he went on Snapchat and he posted about it, and he was back in his home. And after tipsters relayed this information to the police, they were able to figure out where he was, because he literally posted all about it on Snapchat.
You know, I don't understand people's fascination with feeling the need to always update us on what they're doing at all times on social media. It's especially when you're a criminal. I'm like, that is the time when you want to be laying low the most and maybe not have your location on and your Snapchat map on, so that people know exactly what you're doing and where you are.
This is just the definition of a dumb criminal.
You know, I even talked about it with a friend the other day, when I'm like, when you go on vacation, don't post on social media. I'm gone for 4 weeks, so that people know, oh, okay, so we're going to go rob you, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, exactly.
Be like you. Get your gallbladder removed and don't tell people for 8 weeks and just come back.
I know. Everyone's like, where are you? I'm like, just recovering from what? Gallbladder surgery. Like, but you're not 90. I'm like...
Oh my gosh! No way!
Say what?
This can't be real.
Okay, so I don't know if this is brave or just super crazy, but there's this 2-year-old kid in Turkey, and she took her life in her own hands recently when a snake bit into her lip. Now, rather than getting the snake off of her and freaking out and getting her parents, the kid bit the snake back and she killed the snake. Neighbors heard the kid screaming in her backyard during the attack, and they ran to go help her, and they found the 20-inch snake in her teeth and a bite mark on her mouth. The kid was taken to the hospital and she's doing A-okay.
Good for her. That is one tough girl. She is going to be okay. She is going to be okay in life.
I love that was the instinct of the kid. Don't bite me. I'm going to bite you right back. And I'm like, good for you. Good attitude.
It is like fight, flight, or what is the last one? Freeze. She went into like fight mode. She's like, absolutely not. Like, you dead.
Maybe just don't bring her around, you know, take your pet to work day or something like that.
It really will be a potluck that day.
And now it's time for
five
random
facts.
Scotland has over 400 words to refer to snow.
Does it even snow in Scotland?
I was going to say the same thing.
Well, this is even better. There's more than 200 flavors of Kit Kat in Japan.
And I would love to try them all.
But why Kit Kat of all chocolate bars? Couldn't they not have picked a better one to switch the flavor of?
Excuse you.
Come on, Kit Kat's like garbage, but okay.
So good. New Zealand was once auctioned on eBay in 2006. An Australian man auctioned the country with a starting bid of a cent, and it got up to $3,000 before officials shut it down.
How could you possibly sell New Zealand? That's just hilarious. A man in Florida once threw a live alligator through a drive-thru window.
Not surprised, it is Florida. McDonald's once had a bubblegum flavored broccoli. It was an attempt to make kids eat their veggies, and it didn't work out. Nasty.
Who would want to eat bubblegum flavored broccoli? Bubblegum flavored anything is garbage, let alone vegetables. Who would do that?
This has been today's edition of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random
facts.
While you were gone in Ontario recovering and also doing your vacation thing, over here, it's been wonderful. I went to a wedding, my best friend's wedding in Vancouver. I celebrated my birthday, which was a lot of fun. I feel like the summer went by so quickly. We are officially having our housewarming party / birthday party on October 1st. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yay!
Yeah, things are going well. I'm going to go visit my family for Thanksgiving. Yeah, it's been good. It's been a quick and wild summer, but I'm kind of happy that it's over, because summer, you have to be so social with everybody. Mm-hmm. And it'll be nice to just kind of relax into fall and just like, you know, be a hermit for a little bit too.
And you know what? The house thing, that'll come. You will start selling homes.
You will know when the sales start going really well, when I have a working pair of headphones and a computer that's like, like so quick to start, and I'll be sitting here without a blanket on because I'm like, I'll be blasting the heat all the time. I'm like, I can afford it. It's fine. It's all good.
I know. Wait, just quick question. Mm-hmm. Did you care about the Queen? Do we care about the Queen? Did you watch the funeral?
I heard about it, obviously. I wasn't that crazy invested in it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I didn't watch the funeral or anything. And I thought it'd be weird if we got like a day off of work because of it as well, too. So like, it's not that I don't care, but I didn't do anything differently, you know?
Yeah. No, neither did I. But also when they announced that it could, that it was a holiday for just federal employees, I was like, and then I think it should also just be a holiday for everyone every year.
If that's how they're going to do it. Like, they're like, guys, like we need some time to cope and like, you know, recover from this, but only the federal employees, everyone else who may care about the Queen, you guys can go to work because we need time to recover.
Yeah, exactly. Come on.
Like, really? Just say you want to give yourselves another day off then. Just say that, because that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
But don't need to get political. We'll say that for next week, if that's okay. We're going to record next week, right?
We're recording next week. Absolutely. Okay. I'm back, baby.
She says, and then we take another 4 million second break, you know?
No, I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.